following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad you're with us on what is a non-market day in the U.S., but markets all around the world are roaring ahead. They're going up. And Doug Neal, you just took a look at your handheld device here.
Yeah, there looks like things are up about 3%. Most of them, some, there's a...
What, the, you've got the Japan,
got the Japan,
China.
Got the China, the European.
Yeah, the Nikkei's up like over 7%.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
1,000 points.
Well, I remember they just went negative with their interest rates a few days ago.
Yeah, we may need to chat on that a bit.
We may need to chat on that when we get back into the rest. Yeah, because there are some pros and cons to that. So aside from it maybe not making your savings accounts sparkle and shine, we'll have to see what happens with that. I've got it on my agenda to try and talk with one of the local bankers here in the next few days to see what happens on their end. I mean, the practical end.
Yep. How it affects us personally, individually.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Now, I would not, of course, look for any help from my credit card companies.
No, not in the near future or even in the future.
Yes, but some interesting possibilities on the plus and minus side. So we'll take a look at all that. And the one piece of the red I see on Doug's little screen here is actually something called the VIX. What is the VIX for the U.S.? The volatility index. This is a measurement of sentiment, all right, in the markets. And if people are more afraid, the VIX goes up. The volatility index goes up. If they're less afraid, it goes down. Now, this is a future-looking thing because our markets are not open today. But people still trade in off days and overnight and everything else. And the VIX is actually down over 1% here.
Down 4%.
Okay.
Down 4%. Yeah, that's really tiny print.
That's teeny tiny. Okay.
Yeah, so those people who trade in futures who are willing to take a lot of risk anyway, they're expecting less volatility on a small manner.
That's kind of what we've been saying all year, that we expect 2016 to be a lot of good days, a lot of bad days. Friday was a really good day in the market.
Yeah, it was.
It was up, and then today it's closed, but my guess is tomorrow is going to look really good, too, to follow the world markets. But we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
No. So that means you have to have your act together and your strategy together. And again, please make it your task. Now that you're getting all your 1099s and W-2 forms, or whatever else you've got coming in, your statements from your accounts, your IRAs, and your year-end statement should be well within your reach now from your 401k or 403b plan. You need to take a look at all that part of your financial life and say, what do I need to do about that?
Yep.
Yeah, and over the weekend, the presidential race all of a sudden got more interesting.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I was listening to some of that, some of the comments. I didn't listen to it that night, but I listened to some of the comments today.
With the death of Justice Scalia.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens the rest of the year.
So there's going to be a lot of intrigue going on financially and politically, and some people say that's almost all one thing.
Yes.
So we'll talk about where you should be thinking about, what you should be doing right now to get through all this, and we'll also have our tax to-do list. Doug Neal is armed with that, so when we come back from the break...
No, scratch that one. It wasn't for taxes, for the FAFSA forms.
Oh, it's
I read
FAFSA
the wrong title.
Form.
I had another sheet down here.
Well, okay.
If you got to fill it out, forget your college funds together.
Yeah.
Things to not do that screw up your application.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to talk a little bit about some 529 college savings plan.
Oh, yeah.
Questions I got from somebody just a few days ago in the office, so maybe that'll help you out as well. And things for retirees to look out for 2016. We're going to go there as well. So, hey,
not much
sit
to
back,
talk
relax.
About today.
Nah, but you know what? We're here to help you, and that's the main idea. If you've got a question, by the way, we're going to be taking a break here. You want to talk to us one-on-one? Hey, you're not doing anything else. Give us a call. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacies in Brenham with the reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Are you confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies in Brenham.
Hear the saving message of Jesus Christ at Champion Fellowship every Sunday at 9 and 10:45 a.m. The Champion Kids Nursery, Sunday School, and Kids Church for up to 6th grade are available during both services. Spanish translation headsets are available during the second service. Wednesday Night Ministries, Awana for age 3 through 6th grade, Overflow for 7th through 12th grades, and Adult Bible Study have resumed. Find out more online at championfellowship.org or call 979-277-9090. Champion Fellowship, loving God, loving others, and sharing Christ with the world.
If you need steel and want a good deal, then go to DDM Pipe and Steel at 301 Salem Road in Brenham or call 979-251-9503 and pick it up today. DDM is your number one stop steel warehouse. Need pipe? Got it. Need angle iron? Got it. Need flat pipe? DDM's got it. DDM has a complete line of inventory in stock to pick up today. Need welding supplies? Got it. Need metal building components? Yep, got that too. Roll up doors? Got it. Metal roof? DDM makes 5 different roofing systems. Just stop by one of their 2 locations in Brenham and Bastrop or call 979-251-9503. Got it?
Would you like to become a realtor but don't have the time to take the classes? Now you can take classes in your own home, at your own pace, at your convenience, when you sign up with Learn Texas Real Estate Online. The training to become a realtor or broker is 100% online. They also offer continuing education for existing realtors. Just go online to LearnTexasRealEstateOnline.com. It's locally owned and offers a money-back guarantee. Go on the web to LearnTexasRealEstateOnline.com to check it out or to sign up for classes.
Brenham Eye Associates is your vision source optometrist in Brenham. Dr. Robert Hawes and Dr. Deborah Thomas can help you achieve and maintain clear vision. Brenham Eye Associates offers the latest in diagnostic testing for diseases of the eye, exams for glasses and contacts, and hundreds of name brand frames. Find out more online at BrenhamEye.com and visit their Facebook page for their latest promotion. Call 979-836-2733 now for an appointment with Brenham Eye Associates at 2013 South Market Street. Medicare and most insurance accepted.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Animal Friends Shelter of Belleville.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner, in the studio this morning with Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. Hey, if you've got a question, you're sitting around drinking a cup of coffee or munching your cereal this morning because maybe you have a little time off today, give us a call. We have an 800 number just for you here on the program. And that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You know, we were talking about markets being up and being down and negative interest rates and Justice Scalia's passing and what does that mean for the presidential races and all of this stuff going on. The bottom line really is no matter what happens, because none of us control that stuff, what you can control is how you handle it with your own life and with your investments and your retirement plan and the things you're doing for yourself and your family to make sure you're more secure.
Right. And one of the things that we've had some questions on, Tony, you had some questions on it, and then we had some experience with that one. I know, Jamie, you've got them as the 529 college savings plans.
Mm-hmm.
Federal program. Each state usually has their own. But the money's transferable to any institution in the United States. So it's not like a state-specific fund. They're called 529 college savings plans. They're neat little things because you put money into an investment or a group of investments or a portfolio, whatever. Different companies offer them. And you let it sit in there. It grows tax-deferred. And then when it comes time for the student to use the funds for higher institution, they come out income tax free. So that's kind of nice.
And we have one of the advantages of living in the state of Texas is the fact that even if you use one of the other states' 529 plans, because we have no state income tax, it's a big advantage living in the state of Texas because you don't have to pay any current state income tax, irregardless of what the other states may do. Here in Texas, the money going in, there's no income tax due as on the growth as it grows. So.
See, I just did one of these. I had our grandbaby. He's 3 months old now. And so we opened up a 529 plan for him. And so yesterday we had this big baptism party. And so some of the cousins, nieces, nephews, uncles said, well, you know, I hear you got that college form. Is there something, can we contribute to that?
You said no.
No, not at all. Here, make it out to this company, and here's the account number. I looked it up for him so they could have it.
Yeah.
And instead of buying him a toy or something, I mean, he's only 3 months old. And, they put money into his college savings plan. So now he's got 18 years to let that bugger grow.
Yay. And if you want to put in money gradually over time, what's the usual amount that people get put in for a child?
It's usually, it's common to do $50 a month on a bank draft or maybe $100 or $75.
Yeah, I think to start most of them, you have to start it with $250. And then after that, you can do a minimum of $50 a month. And that's what most people are doing, $50 to $100 a month going into those 529 plans.
Yeah. And, you know, we have seen it over the years. Really mount up
pay off big time.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And one of the advantages you had mentioned, Doug, is starting it so young, or Tony, you had been talking about it, the fact that because it's a long time period, it's invested much more aggressively because each of the states is sponsored by a particular money manager.
Right.
And so because they have, if you start it when they're young and they have 17 to 18 years for the money to grow, they invested much more aggressively as opposed to somebody who starts it when there's maybe 6 years away from when the money's going to be used.
It's kind of like paying for your retirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're younger and you're putting money in your 401k or your 403b or an IRA, you can be more aggressive when you've got a longer time frame. But as you get closer to retirement, you step back a little bit on that being aggressive, and you get more conservative as you get closer to needing that money. Same thing happens in the 529 plans. Now, you can direct these yourself and pick things in them, pick the investments, and step them back over time in their aggression. Or you can let some of these actually, I don't think I've seen any of the 529s that don't allow you to invest in kind of a target date fund, almost like a target retirement fund.
Exactly.
It works very similarly.
Mm-hmm. So those are excellent tools to work with, and it just kind of pick your company. I picked this particular company because I liked the choices, and they had a good track record, and the fees were real low. That's you got to be careful on that. Just like any plan, you check the fees and do you like? Are you familiar with the funds? And and we put it on kind of autopilot because I like that. What it automatically just keeps going, and he's going to get it taken care of. I know you ran into a couple, a family that where I know my grandchild's going to get full scholarships.
We all hope for that one, right? Now, what happens, though, to that money
if
they get a full scholarship?
You know, 18 years from now, not having to pay any taxes on it, on the earnings and contributions going in for the next 18 years, he's going to have a bundle there.
Yeah.
And so what happens if he does get a full scholarship, full ride?
Well, that's an interesting question because I know, Tony, you had met with the couple who had children who had 529 plans, and it so happened that these children were very gifted and received full scholarships. What can they do with that money?
Well, there are a number of choices. The one that they chose is not necessarily something I would have recommended, but they just basically pulled all the money out and said, well, we're not going to need it. He's not going to need it. We'll take it out, and then he can spend it on whatever other ancillary things.
So that the interest and the earnings then would be taxable to him.
Yes, at his rate.
At the student's rate, yeah.
Yes, which is not much.
Yeah,
right?
But, you know, we had talked about one of the things to consider is the fact that even if you're on a full ride and getting a full scholarship, there are some ancillary things that 529 plans will help pay for that you need to get a college education, for example, a computer.
Yeah.
There are other things that are necessary for a college education that normally aren't paid for by a full scholarship.
But beer and pizza are not on that list. Not on that list.
Oh, it's not. Wow.
Entertainment.
Yeah, unless you could do some type of, maybe that was therapy.
Oh, yeah, but yes, there is a list, by the way, on the IRS website.
That's correct.
At irs.gov, and if you plug in 529 college savings plan, boom, you'll hit all that stuff, all these different choices, how they work, what happens, and what if you don't need it. One of the things you can do that we often see is that maybe you can go ahead and say, you know what, there's another child waiting in the wings in another year or two or five or whatever it is, and we can just shift that to that child, right?
Yep.
So they can do it. I've even known of a parent who actually wanted to go back to school themselves. They were the trustee, all right, of the plan, the owner of the plan. And they used it to go back and get a master's.
Yeah, and the money comes out tax-free when used for school.
Well, that's the thing. That's the advantage. You know, if you're going to buy computers or whatever you need to pay for those things with tax-free dollars as opposed to after-tax dollars is a much more efficient use of the money.
Well, and how do you know what the IRS is going to say about it? Well, the important thing is that you keep the receipts.
Documentation.
Yes. Yep. You keep a file and put your documentation in there, receipts, et cetera, about what that money was spent on. Now, the other thing might be that as this individual who, this gifted person who's getting a full scholarship could do is he could later on go ahead and use that in another way himself. In other words, not cash it in right now.
Right. If he didn't use it or use all of it up and then he used up his eligibility, he had an athletic scholarship and used up the eligibility but hadn't graduated yet. Well, now he has the money to pay for the extra semesters to finish off his degree or get a master's degree.
Yeah. There are a lot of possibilities. And, again, you can assign them to other what they call first-tier relatives. That's grandma, grandpa, dad, mom, student themselves.
Brothers, sisters.
Yeah. I think it goes to – I think they draw the line at second cousins. Yeah. I'm not sure. But
that is what – it's one of the things that's interesting about 529 plans is the fact that – it's used in many cases for an estate planning tool.
That's another
because
reason.
Because you can move the money out of your estate into the 529 plan, but it's the only way that I know of where you can move money out of your estate, but you still control the money.
That's right, because you can pull it back.
Because you can pull it back. That's correct. You can use it for yourself, or if, as we had talked about, if somebody gets a full ride or is not going to go to college, you can change the beneficiary to somebody else. So that's one of the interesting things about 529 plans is the fact that you can still control the money. And if nobody wants it, you can still take the money out, just and then you would be taxed just like an IRA.
Uh-huh.
See, and the other thing on the 529 plan is that they allow gifting in advance. So each person can gift, I was trying to find that number, is it $15,000 or is it $14,000? Each year, without having to use up your estate tax credit or
gift tax credit.
Mm-hmm. So I don't remember what the number is. Let's say it's 15.
It's in the neighborhood of $15,000 to $16,000.
Yeah, let's say it's $15,000. So mom can give $15,000. Dad can give $15,000. So that's $30,000. Grandpa can give $15,000. Grandma can give $15,000. Now we're up to $60,000.
This is per student.
Per student, and now you can do 5 years in advance.
Yeah, so you can add all those up and do it all in one shot.
And so what's, you know, five times 60,000? You can put that all in 1 year. Now that's out of the estate. You know, I'm assuming Grandpa and Grandma probably have the majority of that. And so they may want to move that out and put it in the 529 plan, but they're still the custodian for it, so they could pull it back out. Five years later, if they want to.
That's the big difference, and this is what I went over with the parents who came in. I said, remember, you control this account. You know, they are the controllers of the account. It's not like Unifor Transfers to Minors Act account, which is an UTMA. The old ones are called UGMAs, Gifts to Minors account. When the student turns 18... law says that money is theirs in those accounts, and they can go blow it on whatever they want. Of course, you always hope that your child is going to be responsible and use it for college, but that's the other thing. And then somebody asked me about how does a 529 compare to an education savings account or ESA? Well, you can't put anywhere near the amount of money away in the ESA that you can in a 529. It's $2,000 a year per student in the ESA, the Education Savings Account. Yes, you can use that for pre-college. So, in other words, if your child's
tuition
going to a private school. You can do, but you're not going to be able to save as much in those plans as you can in a 529.
Yeah. Private school, even if they were 3 months old and you put $2,000 a year away, I know because we have former educators and we know educators, private school runs $10,000 to $12,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's 6 years worth right there. Well, that doesn't give you a whole lot of time to build money up to cover that.
Yeah.
Whereas the 529 plan, you can add more money. You don't have to do the 529 on a monthly basis. It can be just Christmas gifts, could be Easter gifts.
Sure.
So that's what makes it very convenient, very nice also.
So I always say, get some little gift that the kiddo is going to have fun playing with.
Yeah, go to the dollar store.
Yeah, get some little fun stuff, and then do the real gifting into the college savings plan.
Yeah, speaking of little gifts, I'm sorry, I haven't been around kids in a long time, and yesterday was a ton of them, and we got this little creek that runs by our house, and they were throwing stones in it, that's fine, but I got a little ball that floated. Boy, that kept them busy forever because they had put it in the creek and go down. Like I say, it's probably a 5-cent ball. That was great. So, yeah, give them a little gift and put the rest in the 529 plan.
And that's very interesting, Doug, but you failed to mention the fact that the reason you have the ball there is that's what you do all day.
No, I use that to practice golf with. That's what it was.
Moving right along if you want to find out more about 529 college savings plans, other ways to pay for college, we've got some information right there on our website, absolutely free of charge, at moneymakeoverteam.com. moneymakeoverteam.com. Lots of great information on how these things work in general so you can do a better job for yourself and for your family on that.
Yep.
When we come right back, we're going to take another look at markets and then things to look out for as we're going into 2016.
Yeah, how it ties in. Oh, that one I want to tie into the, you got a 529 plan, but every college,
I forgot you had a CAFSA,
you to fill out a form about your finances.
Oh. know. And so, there have been some changes in a little bit of that.
And there's some simple mistakes that can really screw things up for you.
Okay, we don't want you to have that, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We'll take another look at your money. On especially if you're a retiree or about to be, you need to be aware of some things. We're going to tackle that and much more. If you got questions in the meantime, our number on the Money Makeover Show, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. We'll be right back.
Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do.
Did you know President's Day celebrates George Washington's birthday? Hi, this is Jesse with Buddy's Appliances. We are celebrating our founding father this year with great bargains on our best-selling appliances. We cannot tell a lie. Buddy's has the best buy, like the GE 3.6 cubic foot washer with a real old-fashioned agitator and adjustable water levels from $439, dryers from $349. How about French door stainless steel refrigerators with a pull out freezer drawers and water and ice dispensers from $15.99. And like icing on cake, you can also get a rebate on many models, some up to $1,500. Buddy's Appliance, President's Day sale, top name brands, rock bottom prices, plus service after the sale. Don't miss it at Buddy's Appliances, 3815 South Texas Avenue in Bryan and 2312 South Market Street in Brenham.
Looking for the perfect feed for your livestock operation? Head to Ludeman Feed for feed made like you like it. You can count on Ludeman Feed, specializing in custom feed mixes and offering name brands like Mormon's, Wendland's, Bryant, and Vigortone Feeds. Ludeman Feed has a new owner, Patty Barnett, and you can count on Ludeman Feed to continue the rich tradition of quality from the country you've come to expect. So take the short drive to the country, just 6 miles west at 6703 Old Mill Creek Road, for superior feeds from Ludeman Feed.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. We believe in giving people a hand up, not a hand out. That's why we've developed entrepreneurial operations such as Higgins Branch, Resale Shop, the Furniture Warehouse, and the Cannery Restaurant. These businesses provide jobs which otherwise may not exist for some in the population. Every dollar goes to provide education, job training, and spiritual guidance to those in need. Visit faithmission.us to learn how you can partner with Faith Mission. Thank you and God bless.
The LaRoche dealership gives folks like you the respect and service you deserve. LaRoche treats people right, giving their customers great deals on new and used cars and top-notch service after the sale. Plus, LaRoche has the vehicle you want, whether it's a work truck, a luxury ride, or an economical car with a low price and great gas mileage. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors and need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, your local dealership on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Wake up each weekday morning with the KWHI-friendly Country Morning Show. From 6 to 10 a.m., get everything you need to get your morning started with three local headlines and a full news broadcast at 7:30 with Cody Wren. Missed the game last night? Not to worry, as the Sports Talk Ed Father will inform you of all the scores and latest stories around the sports world throughout the morning. You'll also get continuous weather updates, along with school lunch menus, birthdays, bulletin board events, and don't forget about the Country Store, where you can buy, sell, and trade items with me, Craig Montana. So if it matters to you, it's on the Friendly Country Morning Show on KWHI 1280 and KWHI.com, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Office in Central Texas, Brenham, on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. Another one in the Galleria on St. James Place, just about at San Felipe. So, got you covered, no matter which way you are on the spectrum here, where you are. We're licensed as financial advisors and planners in 19 states.
Yep, 19.
Got you going.
Jason just got us got some clients in Colorado.
We had, to add that.
Had to add Colorado.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, if somebody, if you're going to move at some point, we can always...
We can go with you.
We can go with
yes.
you.
Yeah, with computers and yeah. unlimited cell phone stuff.
It's not hard.
It's no. very easy.
Well, it is. And again, we do want to invite you to come in for your free review. Now, what do we do in a free review?
We sit down and what do you want to talk about? First of all, what's on your mind? And then we go through risk management. We go through assets, family. You got to take care of parents, grandparents, kids, uncles. How stable is your job? What kind of benefits do you get there? Just all kinds of things. What's going on in your life and financial life?
Yeah, because they all have a direct bearing on each other, we have found yep. over the years. And so you're more than just what your 401k is at the moment, or your IRA, or your brokerage account, if you have one of those. I mean, you're much more than just what your money is.
And then also other ideas that you may be thinking, I mean, you may not know that there's other things you can do that might suit you much better
yep.
because of your personal situation. You may want to try this product or that product or something different investment, because it will do exactly what you want it to do but didn't know it.
Yeah, and especially those of you who have been sweating bullets over the market gyrations.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
Yeah, you've really been getting a rough ride. Well, there are ways to kind of calm that down so that you can feel better, you can sleep better at night. A lot of different things to do, and they have to be tailor-made really for you.
Yeah, and so that you understand them. And I always like Jamie's thing, we also help you get the right questions to ask
yes.
on outside or other investments and benefits and so on.
So let me give you our office phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And in a couple minutes after Doug gets through talking about that form that people fill out for their college funding needs and et cetera for their students. Well, I'm going to come back from that and give you the office number again. So get your pencil and paper ready or device, whatever, and be ready to take that down. So let's talk about the FAFSA form.
Yeah, we were talking about college savings plans in the first segment. And so now this is the time of year. Right now you need to be filling out the FAFSA form and then possibly the profile form. The FAFSA form, what does that stand for?
Well, it's an acronym, F-A-F-S-A, Free Application for Financial Student Aid.
It's a federal form, so it's the same form, and every college uses it. So whether you get half scholarships, no scholarships, grants, loans, whatever, they need it.
Any type of financial aid that you can qualify for, you need to complete this form, and all the colleges use it. The sooner you get the form completed, you increase the chances of receiving financial aid, because each college has so much money available to be given out, and so it's much better to get the form completed as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's because the colleges, they want to get they have a budget for their scholarships or grants or whatever they're doing, and they want to get that done also and get their student enrollment set up for the fall, and so they'll award the money quickly, and if you wait till May or June, They're probably done awarding the finances, and you get zero.
Yeah, because you can send the form in as late as July,
mm-hmm.
But you can start completing it in January.
And so, yeah, you need to get that done. And there's a couple things that mistakes that can delay the processing. Simple things that can screw you up.
These are the things you want to avoid. The mistakes you want to avoid when you complete the form.
Number one is not filling in the blanks. Don't leave a field empty. If the entry is zero, put a zero in there. Instead of just leaving it blank, put a zero in there, because then they know that you answered that question or looked at it.
They're not good at guessing.
Yeah. Another one is not counting yourself. If you're the student, you must include yourself in the household size, even if you don't live with your parents in the prior year. Maybe if you lived in a school dorm the year before or an apartment at school, it's still you're part of the household, so you got to count yourself in your family household. Another one, which is the same thing happens for the IRS 1040 form, is forget to sign on the dotted line. You got to sign the thing. You are not the only one who must sign the application. Your parents must also sign it.
And see, that gets very confusing, because we're using a lot of pronouns, and so when the FAFSA form refers to you, it's referring to the student.
Right.
Even though you're trying to fill out information for both you and your parents, remember this is your free application for aid that you're looking at. So it's a student. When they refer to you, they're talking about the student.
And that's one of the next mistakes is confusing which you are they talking about. Or are they talking about you, the student, or not the parent? So that's another one. They can be costly, these mistakes. The other one that comes into a mistake, because if the college or the FAFSA form isn't done correctly or completely, they'll kick it back out and say, we need more information. Now, that moves you farther down on the list of the monies available. And one other, a couple of other problems, overstating income and assets. Qualified retirement plans and the value of your home should not be included in any savings and investments you list. 401Ks, 403Bs, IRAs. Reason for that is, if you're not 59 and a half, you can't take money out of that without a penalty. So they really don't count that. Also, if you do put that in there because you think it's part of your savings, it's going to reduce the amount of aid you receive.
Yeah, there's a formula that the colleges use to determine how much financial aid you're going to qualify for. And so based upon the assets that you state on the form, that's the number that they use that they stick into the formula, because they want you to have some skin in the game. In other words, they expect the family to pay for a certain part of the education. And so based upon the financial numbers that you enter into the form, that's how they determine how much aid you're going to qualify for based on how much you're going to be required to spend yourself.
Yeah, so be careful, and we'll come back to that one of what you should report and what you shouldn't report. But that's why, because it makes a difference on what you're eligible for. Another mistake that comes into play here is reporting incorrectly your dependency status. Even if you pay your own bills, live separately from your parents, file your own taxes, you may still be considered a dependent and have to provide your parents financial information. Now, exemption is if you're married and over the age of 24 and are considered active duty in the military. Okay, now you're you're individual. But if you're under 24, doesn't matter where you live. If you're not married, you're still part of the family. So you got to pull your parents' income in on that one. If you're married, you usually don't have any money anyway at that point, at that age. So those are some things to be aware of when you're doing that FAFSA form. And now there's some other things here. The what you should report and what you shouldn't report on the FAFSA form. There's another form called the profile.
Yeah, there's a profile form, which is different than the FAFSA form. The profile form is a financial form that's some private institutions use in addition to the FAFSA form. And so you need to be aware of that. Depending upon which colleges you're looking at, you may be required to fill out a profile form rather than the FAFSA form, or both.
And a profile asks for more information.
It does.
FAFSA.
There are more countable assets on the profile form than there are on the FAFSA form.
But that's each individual institution's choice.
Correct.
Of whether you file that, both of them or one of them. But on the FAFSA, you shouldn't include, as we said earlier, any retirement accounts, IRAs, 401Ks, 403Bs. The thing that you should report is annuities. After-tax annuities are supposed to go on there. Which I thought was on individually. On the profile form, you do have to put in the 401k accounts, the IRAs, and you have to add all that in there because they want to see that one. Another one that we always talk about is the cash value of life insurance. On the FAFSA form, you don't have to include the cash value of your life insurance policies. But some profile schools do and count that as a asset for the parent.
And that's an important point to know about, because if you have cash value life insurance, there are some families that start life insurance programs to help pay for college. Generally speaking, it's not the only thing that they use, but it is available, and there are ways to use the cash value of life insurance to help pay for college. But the FAFSA form does not require you to claim that as a countable asset.
Okay. What about money you have in a 529 plan?
Yes, you have to report that. That's one of those questions they ask. Do you have a 529 plan or your parents have one for you?
Uh-huh.
They don't ask about grandparents, though. So grandparents could have one because it doesn't show up anywhere because they're asking for the assets of the student and the parents.
Okay.
So but there again, the grandparents, especially if they're little grandbabies, they want to be around. But that's a good way on the 529 plan to make sure that you're giving money to your grandchildren, that they're going to use it for education and not a new car or something else. So, also, a question that came up is, if I have a junior in high school, can I fill out the form? No. Got to be a senior in high school before you turn in the form.
Okay. Well, that's just kind of a little thumbnail sketch, but mm-hmm. hopefully we gave you a little bit of information there. If you still got questions, of course, you can call us at the office, and I, again, wanted to give you that number again, and that's 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Now, we've gotten through college funding. What about those of us who might be looking at funding our retirement and what we're doing in retirement? What are some things we need to be looking out for? Any of us who are getting close to that or maybe are already in retirement, going to come back and wise you up on that as well. In the meantime, you got a question, of course, you can always call us here on the radio. That's a different phone number. Let me give it to you now, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
We're all on the move. We're mobile. And while we're on the go, we need information and answers. We look at our mobile phones an average of 150 times each day, 20 of those searching for information. Our mobile devices have become our lifeline for information all day, every day, no matter where we are. Unfortunately, the search features that come with phones don't always give us the local info we need. Well, Downey's changing the game. Now, no matter where you are, Main Street in your hometown, a neighboring town, a neighboring state, anywhere from coast to coast, Downey Directory's mobile app starts local. Every time you open it, pick a popular category or put in your own, and the Downey Directory app gives you instant results, starting with the nearest to your current location. Need tires in Texarkana? A contractor in Conway? A limousine in Little Rock? How about a motel in Missouri, a locksmith in Louisiana, or a car wash in Kansas? Just open your Downey Directory app. It's always local. Kind of your own local, nationwide Yellow Pages. Only from Downey Publishing. Available for iPhone and Android where you download apps. Get the Downey Directory mobile app now.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Wellman Insurance Agency, where we represent several insurance companies and serve you first. Personalized insurance, specifically designed to fit your insurance needs. At Wellman Insurance Agency, we'll start with a solid basic policy with one of the many companies we represent and build the protection you need for your home, no more, no less. It's one-stop convenience for your auto, home, and business. Call Wellman Insurance Agency today at 836-3613.
Are the sweet nothings that your sweetheart whispers in your ear getting harder and harder to hear? Don't miss out on one syllable. Visit Paget Hearing Center in Brenham. Paget Hearing Center offers a free hearing consultation and a free assessment and cleaning on existing hearing aids. They want you to hear every loving murmur that your dear one imparts. Bring your sweetheart with you for their free consultation, too. Just call Paget Hearing Center at 830-0865 or stop at their office at 103 West Alamo in downtown Brenham.
Don't let those machines sit idle this winter without protecting them for the next season. Whether it's a mower or a combine, bring it to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and have them put it through a winter inspection. Don't let your spring catch you off guard with constant downtime and repairs because your equipment's not ready. Gain peace of mind knowing that your equipment will be ready to work for you next spring. For more information, stop by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer nearest you, or visit them online at cptractor.com.
For the freshest seafood in Brenham, go out on deck. All your favorite seafood dishes served so fresh, you'll believe you're on deck of the actual fishing vessel. Fresh Gulf shrimp, flounder, and oysters, fried catfish, frog legs, and even crawfish etouffee. Plus, on deck also serves ribeyes, sirloins, and chicken fried steak. And no matter what you decide for your entree, you'll love one of on deck's special desserts. Plus, on deck's weekday lunch specials are only $4.95. Spend your time on deck, FM 389 and Highway 290, for the freshest seafood in town.
Hello, welcome to Billy Fowler's Real Estate Corner. Very pretty three-bedroom, two-bath brick home located conveniently on a quiet, dead-end street that is in within walking distance of grocery shopping, downtown shops and restaurants, as well as city parks. This little home is priced to sell at $153,000. You need to hurry. It won't last long. For information on this house as well as any homes in our area, contact me at 979-251-4568 or visit my website, www.brenhamrealestatehomes.com.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah, I see you over there tapping that foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, enjoy. A lot of us have the day off, so... Whoopee.
Enjoy this nice weather.
You bet. Yep. Get some chores done if you need to. But you know what? Why not just take a day off, really?
Yep.
Just have some fun. And thank you, by the way, for tuning in to the Money Makeover Show today. Again, if you have questions about things or you want to come in for that free review, let me give you our office phone number again. Set that up. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
Yeah, and you said thank you. I like that. Thank you, our listeners. We're starting, we're getting into year number 10 now.
Yes, on KWHI.
Mm-hmm. Here in downtown Brenham. So, love it. Love it. A couple things we want you to watch out for if you're a retiree. Even if you're not a retiree, there's things you still need to watch out for.
Yep.
And with your money for 2016. One thing we've been talking about since the beginning of the year is, ignore the fear mongers. Everybody saying the sky is falling. Get your money out. Invest in gold. Invest in this investment that never goes backwards. Just ignore them. Ignore them. Because fear sells newspapers, sells radio ads, TV ads.
And it fattens the wallets of people who make money by driving you in your fear to their free seminars, and they're this, and they're that. That's going on all over the place. Again, please be careful with that.
Yeah, the idea is a gimmick to try and get you to buy the newsletter or buy a book or whatever financial deal. Yeah. And like this commentator says, the world doesn't end all that often.
No. Actually, just it not.
Yeah. Another one, this is just if you're a smartphone user, take the financial app off your phone so you're not tempted to look at it all the time to see how your account's doing. That's something that can really cause consternation there, is looking at the markets going up and down, up and down, up and down. That gets tough.
Maybe both of these items came up several times this past week with people who called and wanted to talk. You know, we talked about don't listen to the fear mongers and... quit checking your phone all the time.
Yep, yep. So those are just some things. Another one is pay attention to yield. Think about it. We always like to use this analogy as rental property. Generates a good monthly income for you. They've got good renters. They're sending you a check every month. But that value of that property, just because it drops 10%, are you going to sell that property because it's not worth what it was last month? No, just keep cashing that check.
The rent keeps coming in.
Yeah, so pay attention to yield. So it doesn't, in a volatile market, a quality stock or company or fund that pays a dividend, it's pretty good. So hang on to it and ride through it, because there's always good days and there's always bad days and weeks. Another thing that we strongly recommend to people, and sometimes it's hard to do, is don't have all your eggs in one stock.
Yes, or one basket of
the same type
same
of stuff.
Same types of stuff, yes.
Yeah. The oil basket is not real good right now. Might be a good time to buy.
Well, depends on, yes, on your tolerance and time frame for risk and all that stuff. But again, you know, and especially if you work in that, you know, we have tendencies to buy shares of financial firms or companies that we're familiar with because we work in that industry. And don't get caught in that and just put all your eggs in that basket either. So again, have a plan. Get together with somebody. If you're looking at your 401k, your 403b, your IRA, you're not sure whether you're too heavily in one thing versus another, don't just throw in the towel and pull your money out and go, well, I might, you know, I'm going to make the eighth of a percent. I'm going to get in the money market. Come in, do the free review with us so we can at least enlighten you a little bit. Then you can make a better, more rational decision for you.
Right. Well, as I can hear you saying now, well, y'all talk all the time and you say, stick with the plan. Y'all keep saying that. Well, it's interesting. All of the different mistakes we're talking about would be not sticking with the plan.
See, that's another one. Retirees with a desire to day trade stocks and time the entry, when to get in, when to get out. Determine how much money you're comfortable losing, then take that amount of cash out of your bank and take a trip to Las Vegas because you're going to lose it anyway if you try day trading. So
at least enjoy yourself.
At least enjoy it. And also another one is stop looking for the bottom in oil.
Oh.
Quit looking. I mean, we have, especially in Texas and in the Houston metropolitan area, there's so much oil involved. Quit trying to time the market on the bottom. It just it'll drive you nuts.
So, well, even the greatest investors in the world, with the billions of dollars that they can blow onto stocks and bonds and stuff, they don't even try that. So how are you going to be better? Yeah.
And be careful with statistics, too. That's another one. Because Mark Twain popularized the following saying, a specialty. There are three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. That's from Mark Twain. I'm just quoting Mark Twain.
Yeah, and that was, what, 1880 or something?
I don't know.
He probably said that? Yeah,
because you can make statistics say whatever you want. So when the sky is falling, fearmongers get to you and they get back it up with statistics, just turn the channel.
Well, it's interesting about the statistic part because when we have all of these meetings that we go to, like we had talked about last week, Tony, where we talk about the money managers, they always throw those graphs up.
Oh, that's right.
And, you know, you, depending upon the beginning and the end of a graph, you can make a graph say just about anything.
Yeah, make it go whichever direction you want it to
that's
go.
Right.
Yeah, well, it depends on your little, what is the time frame of that little part of the
there
graph?
You go.
Oh, yeah. So, again, lots more information available on our website, all free of charge, at moneymakeoverteam.com. Like to send us an email question? That's the way, place to go to, moneymakeoverteam.com. Or you can schedule your free review or call us at 979-836-2903.
See you back here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.